In Saudi Arabia, anti-regime protesters have taken to the streets in the city of Awamiya in the country's eastern province. They are angry at the government troops' killing of anti-regime demonstrators in the province. Regime forces killed several protesters during demonstrations against the ruling monarchy over the past weeks. In Turkey, a senior politician has condemned Ankara for what he calls its subservience to the West over the issue of Syria. Felicity Party chief Mustafa Kemalak says the Turkish government is paving the way for an Iraq-style invasion of Syria. He warned Ankara against any military action against its Arab neighbor. The day after Iran unveiled an American unmanned spy plane it captured just a few days ago, there's been no official reaction from the U.S. government or the CIA. However, earlier this week, U.S. officials acknowledged they had lost an aircraft on a reconnaissance mission in Afghanistan. Opposition from Britain prevents European leaders from reaching an agreement on a new treaty proposed by Germany and France to resolve the euro crisis. However, the German chancellor says they will push forward with the treaty. She says a lot needs to be done to restore trust in the eurozone. Reports say U.S. police have moved in on the camp of three-month-old anti-capitalism protest in Boston. This is while police in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania have dismantled the city's anti-capitalist camp, which stood since late October. The camps are part of a nationwide movement calling for an end to economic and social injustices in the U.S. People in Jordan have staged a sit-in in the capital Amman calling for speedy political reforms and an end to corruption within the ruling officials. During the sit-in, which came after Friday prayers, the protesters also criticized what they called the absolute monarchy in Jordan and demanded constitutional reforms. In the Pakistani capital Islamabad, students from universities and colleges have staged a protest against the U.S. and NATO over the killing of dozens of Pakistani soldiers last month. They demanded accountability and an end to U.S. attacks on Pakistani troops. Islamabad says it has upgraded its air defense system on the Afghan border. The Syrian military says it has defused six explosive devices near the southwestern city of Duma. Officials say anti-government groups have planted two of the explosives outside the city's Grand Mosque and the rest of them in densely populated areas. The Syrian government says foreign-backed forces are behind the months-long unrest